Greet everyone in Christ's name this morning. Glad to see everybody here. There's a few missing, but we welcome the visitors. You're welcome to worship with us. This morning, just for a few thoughts, this might be like leftover turkey, I'm not sure, but you know, we talk about Thanksgiving and the blessings and everything, and my mind went to Proverbs 15:15. It says, "He that hath a merry heart hath a continual feast." So we had a feast on Thursday, right? So if you want a continual feast, if you want a feast all the time, then you want a merry heart. And I was thinking it would be hard to have a merry heart if we don't have a thankful heart, right? That's a merry heart. And just a few thoughts on Thanksgiving. I was thinking a little bit, we're such a blessed people. And yet, sometimes we struggle with being happy, right? And if you look in Africa, some places where people are very poor, it seems they're very happy. You know, what's the difference? You know, we have almost everything we need and then some more, a lot more than we need, and yet we struggle to be happy. And I think it's all about perspective. It's kind of like if you go on a walk and you have a pebble in your shoe, that's all you can think of, right? That's, you know, you just think of trouble. But if you can think of other things, if you can think of your blessings, and I have found already if I get up in the morning and think, you know, I'm blessed today, things start to go better for me. Maybe you don't find it that way. But so it's about 5% what happens to us, and the rest is our perspective. You know, if we have a grateful, happy perspective, then we're going to have a merry heart. Okay, going to the announcements. there'll be a business meeting January 17th. That's a long ways off yet. And I don't have a whole lot more. Wednesday, I'm going in for eye surgery. I've been struggling with my vision somewhat. And they're going to stick three needles in my eye and pull the jelly out of my eye and put some new jelly in there. So things could go bad or it could get better. So if you think about it, pray for me. It's kind of been on my mind, kind of nervous about it. Okay. Does anybody else have I'll open up for announcements. Anybody have an announcement? Okay. If there's nobody else, we're going to ask for volunteers to contact our missionaries. Can we have two volunteers for Paul and Darlene? Okay, one, two, okay. What about Kyle Hirschberger? Two for Kyle, one. Okay, two, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, am I missing something? All right, we're gonna ask Tyler to come forward. He's going to bring us the message today, and we're going to pray and turn the time over to him. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together unhindered from the world, and that we have the freedom to worship, and we just ask your special presence and blessing here. Bless Tyler as he brings your word. Speak through him whatever you have for us, Lord. We just invite your presence here. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.